Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. In our next segment, we talk with Curtis Shuck, president for Red River Oilfield Services.
Well, good afternoon, Jason. This is Curtis Shuck, and I'm the president of Red River Oilfield Services, Incorporated, located in Williston, North Dakota, the heart of the Williston Basin and the Bakken Shale Oil Play.
Quite a bit of activity up in Williston, North Dakota these days. Interviewed the airport director. They're moving the airport. I know there's quite a bit of infrastructure things happening there. We'll get into your observations of the current state of Williston in just a second. But first, you know, appreciate you coming on. Give you a nice little plug for the company. If you want to maybe talk about the genesis of the company and just kind of what you guys are all about.
You bet. Well, Red River is a 38-year-old, family-owned, Williston-based business. Started as a mud supply company back in the late 70s, and has grown into Red River Oilfield Services, a service company. We operate three rail terminals in the Williston Basin. We employ over 70 people today. We've got a fleet of trucks, a series of warehouses, and about 8 miles of track at our three facilities here in Williston. And so, we are involved in all four sectors of the oil and gas business. We're involved in drilling and exploration. We're involved in completions. We're involved in production. And we're involved in the takeaway or the midstream sectors. So we're very fortunate to call Williston our home. We know that we do business in this community under a social license, and we work very hard to be a strong community player and have a great presence in Williston and in the surrounding region. So, again, for us, as we've navigated our way through these choppy waters with strong economic headwinds, we have really focused on kind of being that strong community player, and we're fortunate because we don't get to go back to Houston, and we don't get to go back to Denver. This is where we live.
So you've been around since the early days of the Bakken, and now you're around today when there's some adjustments going on, low oil prices. Talk to me about a little bit of your takeaway from the $100 oil, and then transition into what life is like now up in the Williston.
Well, what's interesting, Jason, is as I started, out here in Williston in the early, 2012, 2011 time period, and beyond, representing the Port of Vancouver, USA. Our big mantra at that time was all about supply chain optimization and advantage supply chain. And, it was interesting during the heyday how, we'd promote these great ideas and talk about partnerships and collaborations and couldn't get hardly anybody to talk to us. And now with the advent of doing business between $40 and $50 a barrel oil, those same people that would blow us off or blow me off and boot me out of the office are lined up now to have this conversation about how we can collaborate and be partners. So, the one thing that I think is a positive takeaway from this period is that, those that have survived and those that are still here have found ways to work together that, that normally or typically we would never have explored in 2013, early 2014, before the decline started. And I mean, I can list several examples right now of companies who were our fierce competitors who are now our strong partners. And, I guess the hope I have as oil recovers, and I think there was some good news that was announced today with some of the OPEC positionings in terms of production levels, is that, my hope is that we we take these lessons that we've learned and all of this hard work that we've struggled our way through and developing these new relationships and new partnerships, and we hang on to that as we go forward. So typically it seems that we sort of, you know, when times get good again, or better anyway, that we sort of forget how we manage our way through those difficult times. And I'll tell you, you know, we've got some super strong partners here in this community, and we want to make sure that we retain those lessons as we go forward.
Kind of combine those two thoughts together a little bit about how it's a very good signal what's happening through the diversity of the economy, and then also you guys having to diversify yourself.
Yeah, I mean, we've had to reinvent ourselves at just about every level, and it seems like every week, you know, we're out there trying something new, or looking at how do we improve efficiencies on things that we've done, you know, that core business side. You know, one of the things that's been critical, as I think, as we've, you know, worked with our customers, is really looked at, you know, a collaborative effort on how are we a better strategic business partner, and what are their needs, and how can we support them. I mean, that was really how we ended up launching into this unit train business, because the, you know, we could see the writing on the wall that the carload industry, the manifest industry, just didn't have the economics any longer to support it. You know, and yes, we're blessed that we're busy and that we've got volume running through our terminal. I mean, I have the opportunity to travel all over, you know, the Williston Basin and visit, you know, drilling sites and fracking sites and production sites. And it's clear to me that, you know, Williston, you know, that there's been a concentration of activity back to the core in the city of Williston itself. And so we're, like I said, we're very fortunate that we're here. But I would tell you that, you know, we've had to make some significant price concessions, as has everyone, to stay in the business. And, you know, and I think that's indicative of those survivors, if you would, that are still here doing it, is that we've worked really hard together to, you know, to manage cost and to, you know, sort of have this open book approach of how we're gonna develop our pricing. But we've also done that with the intent that as price recovers, that, you know, for instance, several of our customers and ourselves have landed on indices that will allow us to adjust price as, for instance, WTI prices increase. You know, we feel that it's fair that, you know, as we kind of manage our way, you know, through this struggling time on the price side, that we also talk about the upside potential and how do we deal with that when it comes. And so I think that's a pretty fair assessment of those people who are still in business today here in the Williston Basin. And, you know, one of the things that I get a little kick out of and also a little bit worked up over is the fact that the mainstream media will paint Williston as being a bust town, and, you know, the fact that the economy is flat, and, you know, all I would say is that all you need to do is drive to Williston or fly into Williston and come visit me at my office and tell me if you think that that's really true. You know, we're actually adding rigs right now.
To listen to the full-length interview with Curtis Shuck, president of Red River Oilfield Services, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
I won't ever, ever let you down. I won't fall. I won't fall. I won't fall as long as you're around me. Even when the rain falls.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted best real estate agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.